Northeast comes alive through Lokman Thann 2022. The third edition of Lokman Thann has just been celebrated in Guwahati with the theme Lok Parampara. The celebration highlighted Lok Sanskriti, which has been flowing through hills and dales of Northeast along with the entire country. This colloquium has been designed as a composite whole with intellectual sessions, exhibitions, musical performances, and more. Intellectual Forum for Northeast is the local organizer of this event, which was co-hosted by Assam Tourism Development Corporation. Lokman Thann, the churn of the nation, is a journey embarked upon by Prajna Prawah to seek cultural and traditional treasures hidden in various corners of our country. It is a national-level colloquium which welcomes all ethnic groups and communities to share their traditional knowledge in various spheres that are embedded in their cultural practices. This churn, or this attempt to connect intellectuals and practitioners working for the conservation of our cultural heritage, has resulted in churning out the nectar from the knowledge base latent in our consciousness, both individual and collective. Prajna Prawah started the journey of Lokman Thann from Bhopal in 2016, and then in 2018 it was held in Ranchi. The third edition of Lokman Thann was held at Srimanta Sankar Deva Kalakshetra, Guwahati from September 21 to 24. The lore of the Lok, hitherto called as folklore, of this region called Northeast is characterized by certain features of its own. The assimilation and absorption of a sizable proportion of the tribal population. In this sojourn, Lokman Thann has been able to evoke good public response. Lokman Thann 2022 feat with the intellectual churn of academic sessions, exhibition setup and musical performances had experienced a unique celebration of the common thread of Sanatan Dharma. The inclusive nature of the region with the specific feature of seamlessly blending the Shastriya with the lore of Lok has reached a crescendo with the more than 1,000 enthusiastic delegates from 25 states of Bharat. Delving into the intent entwined in the parampara of Lokman Thann, we get a picture of tireless effort of nation-first thinkers and practitioners striving in various spheres to preserve the inclusive tradition of Sanatan Dharma. The third edition of Lokman Thann started with the inaugural function of exhibitions and cultural evenings at Sankar Deva Kalakshetra, Guwahati. It was inaugurated by Shri Bimal Bora, Minister of Industries, Commerce and Public Enterprises, and Cultural Affairs, Government of Assam, Maharaja Lishamba Sanajaba, Member of Rajya Sabha and Tirthanka Das Kalita, Bodhik Pramukh, RSS. On September 22, the formal inauguration of Lokman Thann was done by Vice President of India, Shri Jagdeep Dhankhar, Prof. Jagadish Mukhi, Governor of Assam and Nagaland, and Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma, CM of Assam. Shri Dattatreya Hosabale, Sarkaryawar of RSS, Dr. Manmohan Vaidya, Sar Sarkaryawar of RSS, and Sunil Ambekar, Akhil Bhartiya Prachar Pramukh of RSS, were also present in the ceremony as special invitees. The valedictory function on September 24 was graced by Shri Dattatreya Hosabale and Arif Muhammad Khan, Governor of Kerala. The churn began on September 22 after the inaugural ceremony. Padma recipient Shri Kapil Tiwari addressed the delegates with a keynote address titled Lok Parampara in Srimanta Sankar Deva International Auditorium. Several prominent personalities joined the academic brainstorming sessions, like Padma Vibhushan recipient Dr. Sonal Mansingh, Padma Shri recipient Prof. Abhiraj Rajendra Mishra, innovative farmer, Padma Shri Girish Prabhuni, social activist, Shri Satchidanand Joshi, member secretary and the executive and academic head of IGNCA, Dr. Ranoj Pagu, minister, government of Assam, Shri Temyan Imna Along, minister, government of Nagaland, state president, BJP Nagaland, Mata Pavitranand, Mahamandleshwarar of Kinnar Akhada and Juna Akhada. The topics dealt within the sessions were several aspects of knowledge as depicted in Lok Parampara, like faith and science in Lok traditions, genealogy writing, concept of Shakti, Dharmic Yatra and Annadan, agriculture and food, education and storytelling, Sanskar and sense of Kartavya, environment and biodiversity, and water conservation. The enriching academic presentations were delivered by several speakers, including the ones above, in both lecture and lecture-cum-demonstration mode. The exhibition displayed at Lokman Thann 2022 has depicted the socio-cultural mosaic of Northeast, attracting innumerable visitors. The display of a village with its center and a market area showcasing the traditional way of life of various communities of Assam was highly appreciated. A prototype of the amphitheater from a home times known as Ronghar housed a number of traditional tools and playthings used in the games and sports of various ethnic communities. Exhibits like polo from Manipur, Mojuj or Buffalo Fight, musical instruments of several communities, etc. attracted a lot of attention. There was a rich display of the freedom fighters from various tribes whose efforts contributed greatly in attaining freedom. agricultural and fishing equipment commonly used in the region were on display. An exhibition showcasing Mukha Silpa or mask-making tradition of Assam was also a major attracting feature. These masks are used for bhavana performances during Rasotsav. To depict Dasha Mahavidya and the Pancha Mahabhuta practiced in Kamakhya Temple, and the mystical practices of Myong, a shed with the lateral facade of Ma Kamakhya Temple was built, attracting many participant delegates. A rich collection of textiles, bamboo and cane crafts, and terracotta were on display too. Marriage rituals of 5 communities from different parts of India were demonstrated too. Several musical sessions enthralled the fully packed hall of audience on all the cultural evenings. The performers were from all northeastern states, performing the eclectic dance forms of the region like the Rekhampad dance from Arunachal Pradesh, Bihu Badwasikla, Hamja, Domahi Kikang, Gumrag and Jumur dances from Assam, Pwig, Dholdolok Kolam and Thangta from Manipur, Wangala from Meghalaya, Cherav from Mizoram, Tuvu Shele Feta, Chikezing Chicken Dance from Nagaland, Singhi Cham from Sikkim and Hojagiri from Tripura, Lok Sangeet and Lok Nritta from Rajasthan, etc. The Northeast Drum Ensemble and Satariya performances delighted the audience. Several popular performers with international repute like Kalpana Patwari, Tetsuo Sisters, Manka Lahui, Dikshu, Neel Akash, and Mayuri Datta enthralled the audience with Lok Sangeet of the region. The intent of Lokmanthan attempting to connect intellectuals and practitioners working for the conservation of our cultural heritage seems fulfilled in the Guwahati edition. Lokmanthan in Guwahati carries tremendous significance as it has become the display ground of a unique amalgam of Lok and Shastriya, a feature common in this region but not so easily blended in many other parts of the country. The third edition of Lokmanthan in Guwahati with delegates from 25 states across the country is a saga of contact and togetherness. This was a rare opportunity for people to mingle and savor the Ishan flavor of amalgam and coexistence of the Shastriya with the Lok. The tangible and intangible heritage assets of a group of people or a society inherited from past generations is a major part of the study of folkloristics. The term folk, meaning a group of people belonging to a particular community, is popularly referred to as Lok by scholars of Indic studies, as they tend to believe that the latter term is more inclusive in the context of Bharat. The states of Assam, Manipur, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Mizoram and Sikkim are the constituent units that make up Northeast. These states are a home to the people who speak languages belonging to 5 major language families. They are the Tibeto-Burman, Tai-Kadi, Indo-Iranian branch of Indo-European, the Dravidian, and the Austro-Asiatic. The linguistic identity of any Lok group is a prominent marker of their social and ethnic membership. The survival of these languages indicates the existence of a vibrant storehouse of human knowledge in different spheres. For instance, many of these communities hold invaluable knowledge on the identification and the use of traditional medicine, which have often proved to be effective in curing many diseases. Such knowledge is generally passed on orally from one generation to the other through the medium of the language they speak. The preservation of their language would mean that the knowledge base latent in their cultures would be conserved. Preserving their way of life to a certain extent, if not all, would be a catalyst in blending the ethnic elements with the onslaughts of modernity. The lore of the Lok, hitherto called as folklore, of this region called Northeast is characterized by certain features of its own. The assimilation and absorption of a sizable proportion of the tribal population into the non-tribal fold was because of the process of Sanskritization. This promoted a kind of homogeneity in the midst of the apparent heterogeneity. The population has a dominant presence of the Indo-Mongoloid element. The tribal population is scattered in both the hills and valleys and have assimilated throughout the ages with the fully Sanskritized stocks of people, and in the process both the types have learned to coexist in harmony. The Sanskritized Hindu communities of this region retain elements which, according to orthodox standards, are patently tribal. Here we find considerable intercaste mobility, and even the orthodox Brahmins and Vaishnavites love to gorge on fish. The line of demarcation of Lok versus Shastriya is very thin here. The belief system as shaped by Hinduism in this region is syncretic. Vaishnavism, Shaktism and Shivism prevail here in different forms, with many tribes having their own versions of Shiva and Parvati. The musical parampara of this region is unique too. There is a strong presence of both Marga Sangeet and Lokik Sangeet in several states of the region. Scholars opine that the classical form of music prevalent in this region belongs to the Udramagadhi style, and their opinion is based on the view written in Natyashastra by Bharat in the 2nd century. Scholars and practitioners are of the view that raga, music peculiar to Assam, was well established from the days of Srimanta Sankardeva, the 15th century Vaishnavite saint and social reformer. It is assumed that Srimanta Sankardeva gave a new lease of life to the traditional music system of Assam of that time, and we find many references of how he developed the musical instruments from the ones that were in vogue among the Lok. The third edition of Lokmanthan in Guwahati with delegates from 25 states across the country is a saga of contact and togetherness. This was a rare opportunity for people to mingle and savor the Ishan flavor of amalgam and coexistence of the Shastriya with the Lok. Whether this flavor is disseminated through their discourse and demeanor or not is to be waited and watched. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.